The story of the glory and beauty of chanting the name of the Lord Ram, Ram se bada Ram ka naam. Once upon a time, the King Sukant of Kaivart state was going to Sumeru mountain, where a big assembly of many saints and sages was going to take place. He was going there to take the benefit of grace and blessings of these saints and to bow down to them. On the way of his journey there, he happens to come across a great Indian saint, Narad Muni, who was chanting the name of his Lord, Narayan, Narayan. He asked him, King Sukant, where are you going? Sukant, being a pious and devoted king, said, I am off to Sumeru mountain to pay homage to great saints and sages who are going to have an assembly there. Narad Muni said, Oh great, that's very good. Go and also bow down to all the sages who you meet there. King Sukant says, Of course I will do so, as I have been taught by you. As he got ready to go ahead, Saint Narad Muni gave him a call again and said, Before you leave, listen to one more thing. King Sukant asked, What would you like to say, O respected saint? Narad Muniji replied, When you are there, you bow down to all the saints, but don't touch the feet of sage Vishwamitra. King Sukant, shocked, responded, Why so, O dear saint? Narad Muniji answered, Just because I said so. Stunned and confused, King Sukant asked Narad Muniji again, But why, O dear saint? Saint Narad Muni gives in and shares with King Sukant that sage Vishwamitra was also a king in his past life and belongs to Kshatriya clan, just like King Sukant, and thus King Sukant does not need to bow down to him. Though confused by his explanation, King Sukant obliges, agrees, nods, and sets out on his way to Sumeru mountain for the gathering. Once he reaches the assembly, one by one, King Sukant pays homage to all the saints, and as per his earlier agreement, he does not bow down to Sage Vishwamitra. Sage Vishwamitra observes this and feels insulted in the presence of so many people. The greatest disrespect, being insulted in a public assembly. The assembly finishes and King Sukant heads on his way home, and Sage Vishwamitra goes straight to Ayodhya, where Lord Ram lives. It is afternoon as Sage Vishwamitra reaches Ayodhya, and Lord Ram is resting while his brother Lakshman was guarding the door. Sage Vishwamitra says to Lakshman, Where is Lord Ram? I need to meet him right now. Lakshman replies, What's the matter? You give me the order and I will fulfill it, as Lord Ram is sleeping right now. Sage Vishwamitra, annoyed, responds, When the king sleeps, then this only happens. Lakshman, concerned, asks again, O holy saint, please tell me what happened. Hearing all the noise, King Ram wakes up as he realizes it's the voice of his master and teacher. He comes out, pays his respect to Sage Vishwamitra and asks, Tell me, master, what happened? Sage Vishwamitra, in an annoying voice, said, You sleep, why do you care? Public humiliation is happening. Saints and sages are being insulted. It's not personal. It is about the humiliation of the sacred tradition of saints. Who was so irreverent? Asked Lord Ram. Sage Vishwamitra said, I have been insulted personally. Lord Ram questioned, Who did that? Vishwamitra asked, What will you do by knowing? Lord Ram replied, I take this oath by bowing down to your feet that the head which does not bow to you will be cut. Tomorrow morning with my own hands I shall kill him. Sage Vishwamitra agreed, Yes, you are right. Irreverent people should be punished. It's the right decision. Back in his own kingdom, King Sukant came to know that Lord Ram has taken the vow of killing him. He was nervous and scared because he did not know who would save him if Lord Ram had taken a vow to kill him. He started to look for Saint Narad Muni. In the past, King Sukant had met Saint Narad Muni spontaneously and now, though he was trying hard to look for him, he just could not find him. So in panic, he started to cry. When Narad Muniji heard his cry, being the comical saint he is, he appeared chanting, Narayan, Narayan. Seeing him, King Sukant bowed down to his feet. Narad Muniji then asked him, King Sukant, is all well? He replied, Oh dear saint, what is all well? I am going to die soon. Saint Narad Muni responded saying, What's the big deal? This is a mortal world. Death is a part of it. Sukant said, But I don't want to die. Narad Muni responded, Oh my child, who wants to die? But we have to die. King Sukant cried and said, Oh my God, oh dear sage, God is going to kill me. Amused, Narad Muniji replied, Oh, that's good. You will be liberated then. That's awesome. Sukant exclaimed, Oh saint, you told me not to pay reverence to Vishwamitra. And this death sentence is the result of that. Do something, please. Narad Muniji says, No, now I can't do anything. Sukant agitatedly responded, Oh yes, that time you could give me free advice, but now you are saying you can't do anything? Saint Narad Muni says, I have one solution though, provided you don't take my name. He took him up the mountain in front of them and pointed towards a cave which was far off. He says, In that cave, Anjani Mata is meditating. So you go and stand on the door of the cave and start crying. And when she comes out, you ask for her help. And if she promises to save you, then you can be saved for sure. Sukant follows what is said to him. And as he is crying, Anjani Mata steps out. She asks, What is the matter? Sukant says, Mother, please, please save my life. You can only save me from the curse of sage Vishwamitra or else he will get me killed. Anjani Mata says, I promise and give you my word that your life will be saved. You have surrendered and hence you will be protected. Sit in the cave. While he sat in the cave, Anjani Mata walked outside. As usual, according to his daily protocol, Hanumanji came in the evening to meet her. Bowing down to her, he asked, Mother, why are you sad? She tells Hanumanji, Someone came to my refuge and I have promised to save his life. Will you fulfill that? Hanumanji says, Mother's order, of course it will be met. Anjani Mata says, But promise me first. Hanumanji says, By bowing to the feet of my favorite god Lord Ram, I promise that I will protect and save his life. Anjani Mata then asks King Sukant to come out. Sukant comes out and Hanumanji asks him, Who is going to kill you tomorrow? King Sukant in a pleading voice says, Oh, Lord Ram is going to kill me tomorrow. Anjani Mata says, But you said sage Vishwamitra was going to do so. Sukant says, Oh yes, he wants me to be killed, but Lord Ram is going to kill me. Hanumanji thinks, now I am fully stuck. So then he drops King Sukant to his kingdom and comes to Ayodhya to meet Lord Ram. He sees that the army is getting ready and he asks Lord Ram, Respected Lord, Where are you going? He replies that he is getting ready to kill Sukant. Hanumanji says, Lord, please, please spare his life. Why? I have taken the vow to kill him, asks Lord Ram. Hanuman says, I have given the promise of saving him. Lord Ram says, This can't be done because I have taken the oath of the feet of my master to kill him. Then Hanumanji says that I have taken the oath of the feet of my favorite god to protect him. Then Ramji says, Great, you save him, but I am going to kill him. Hearing this, Hanumanji immediately goes to King Sukant and asks him to come along with him. King Sukant asks, "Where?" Hanumanji is amused and says, "Because of you, I have lost all my location. Now what location do I tell you?" He takes him to a forest and started to wonder, "What do I do now?" And then it clicked to him that more than the glory of the God himself, there is power in reciting and chanting his name. Ram se bada Ram ka naam, Ram se bada Ram ka naam. Jai Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Then he told King Sukant, "Chant the name of Lord Ram again and again. I have this unwavering great conviction that chanting the name of the Lord is the greatest protective shield. Mantra jap mam drid vishwash." So then Hanumanji started to sing and chant the name of the Lord with utmost faith. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. And Sukant also started to repeat the same in chorus with him. But Sukant, being so scared, leaving the chant in between, asked, "Hanumanji, will I be saved?" Hanumanji says, "If you have a firm belief, you will be saved," and continue chanting as Sukant followed. In between the chant, Hanumanji started to cry and so did Sukant. But there was a difference. Hanumanji started to cry because he was in deep surrender to the Lord. But Sukant was crying because of his fear that maybe he will die. Such a big army and God himself is there to kill him. How would he be saved? What would the chanting of this name made of two syllables will do? And there Hanumanji was saying that I have infinite faith in chanting the name of the God. Mantra jap mam drid vishwash. Jai Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Siya Ram. Ramji reached the kingdom of Sukant and looks for him. People say he is not there. Lord Ram asks, "Where is he?" The people there said they don't know, but he went away with a monkey. Lord Ram understands that it was Hanumanji and tells Lakshman to find out where he is. Lakshman says, "Lord, how do I know about his whereabouts? He knows about yours and you know about his." Lord Ram says, "Okay, let's go to that forest where he assumes Hanumanji will be." When he reaches the forest, he sees that Hanumanji is chanting and has hidden King Sukant behind him. The moment King Sukant sees the soldiers, bows, arrows and members of Ramji's army, he forgets all his chanting and starts to cry profusely. Lord Rama then says, "Hanuman, Hanumanji says, keep on chanting Ram Ram and keep confidence and faith in that." But he can't, and then Hanumanji hides him in his tail. Ramji keeps shooting arrows at him, but because of the shield of the chant of the God's name, none of the arrows can pierce through. Lord Ram starts to feel helpless and he wonders, "What do I do now?" Lakshmanji feels that Hanuman is troubling Lord Ram, as Sukant was guarded by the wheel of the Ram chant. And seeing Hanuman standing apart, he shoots an arrow at Hanuman. The arrow strikes at the heart of Hanuman and there Lord Ram faints. Lakshmanji feels, "Oh, what is this drama? Has Hanumanji used some weapon at Ramji sneakily?" When he walks down closer to the Lord Ram and Hanumanji, he realizes the whole story of love. It dawns on him that in Hanumanji's heart, only the Lord Ram abides. And so when the arrow pierces his heart, Lord Ram faints. There is so much devotion to his Lord that there is nothing but Lord Ram in Hanumanji's heart. After a while, when Lord Ram gains consciousness, he sees Hanumanji's chest bleeding, and that was a sight he was not able to bear. Being so touched and with compassion, he embraces Hanumanji, closes his eyes, puts his hand on his head and brings him close to himself. He feels he will keep on doing this till Hanumanji's wounds heal. Hanumanji notices that the Lord is keeping his eyes closed, brings his hand on his head, retracts it and again brings it back on his head. He thought this is the right time, so from behind he pulls Sukhan, puts him on his lap, and the moment Lord Ram's hand comes forward, he pushes the head of King Sukhan. Now Lord Ram's hand is on King Sukhan's head, and then Lord Ram feels, whose head is this? He opens his eyes and gets amused and starts to laugh when he sees his hands are on Sukhan's head. Hanumanji folds his hands and with tears in his eyes says, Lord, now everything is in your hands. His death is in your hands and you only have kept your savior hand on his head. Ramji then says, Hanuman, the one whom you have kept in your lap, I have to keep my hand on the head of that being. But now, what do I answer to my teacher, my guru? By that time, sage Vishwamitra, his guru, arrives there. Hanumanji, being naughty, sheepishly points King Sukhan that you did not do that in the past. But now you can go and bow down to the sage. Go, run and do it. King Sukhan runs with all his might and fright and falls down at the feet of sage Vishwamitra. Sage Vishwamitra gets happy and tells his disciple Ram, forgive him. I have forgiven him because a saint's work is to transform and not to kill. I didn't want to kill him, but just wanted to mend him, and he has mended his ways, and that's good enough. Sukhan felt relieved, and as he was saved, Sukhant was asked, in whose bad company did he learn not to bow down to a revered sage? Sukhant responded, forgive me, O holy sage, it was in good company only I learned this. Which saint taught you this? He was asked. The moment Sukhant was about to take a name, Saint Narad Muni appeared chanting, Narayan, Narayan. Narad Muniji says, it was me who told him to do so. Amused Lord Ram says, why did you play this game? Narad Muniji says, wherever I will go, people will ask me only one question again and again. Who is greater, God or the chant of God's name? Whom I would have replied to, there were so many. So I thought, let me create a drama which will convey this message simply, that more than the God, there is glory in chanting in the name of the God. Ram se bada Ram ka naam, Jai Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Ram se bada Ram ka naam, Jai Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Ram se bada Ram ka naam, Jai Ram Jai Ram Jai Siya Ram.